USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are down slightly. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is down to $3.90 a gallon. That's a penny lower than Thursday. Supermarket giant Kroger is buying rival Albertsons for more than $24 billion. The company has announced Friday that Kroger will pay $24.6 billion to add Albertsons' 2,200 stores to its nearly 2,800 store portfolio. Five people, including an off-duty police officer, were killed Thursday by a gunman in Raleigh, North Carolina. The suspect is in critical condition and has been identified as a 15-year-old juvenile male. Raleigh Chief of Police Estella Patterson says the crime scene was expansive.
The shootings occurred in the streets, in the neighborhood, and then the suspect fled towards the Greenway, and then we had some more victims who were shot in the Greenway.
Another injured police officer and victim were taken to hospitals, and although the police officer was treated and released, the injured victim remains in critical condition. The CDC says reports of flu and other respiratory illnesses are higher than what's usually seen this time of year. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying on Thursday flu cases are starting to pick up across much of the country, particularly in the southeast and south-central United States. South Korea imposed its first unilateral sanctions on North Korea in nearly 5 years earlier Friday after the isolated communist state fired a short-range ballistic missile into the sea. South Korea also scrambled fighter jets when about 10 North Korean aircraft flew close to the heavily fortified border separating the two Koreas. President Biden spending part of his Friday in California and Oregon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Illegal immigrants and asylum seekers continue to cross the U.S.-Mexico border illegally in hopes of being allowed to stay in the United States. U.S. Vice President of the National Border Patrol Council, Art Del Cueto, is warning that drug cartels and human smugglers will continue their efforts to get those illegal immigrants into the country, no matter what the Biden administration does on Fox News.
They'll figure out how to send the 200 in the morning, and then in the afternoon they'll send the rest of them knowing they'll get through, and then they'll just turn around and those first 200, they'll wait till the next day and resend them in the afternoon.
More details are being released about an investigation continuing in Washington, D.C. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Special Counsel John Durham investigating the Russian collusion hoax says after the FBI confirmed the Steele dossier source lied, the FBI continued to use it in FISA warrant requests 4 times to continue spying on the President of the United States and other Republicans.
Chase Bank allegedly closed the bank account of the National Committee for Religious Freedom, which is a bipartisan, multi-faith nonprofit founded by former U.S. Ambassador-at-Large for International Religious Freedom, Sam Brownback. A Chase employee told NCRF that they could get their account back if they handed over their donor list to the banking giant. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.